up, guys? How are you? Welcome to a Friday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. And this podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. More on them here in just one second. But before we do anything else, let me say thank you to each and every one of you. The birthday messages were tremendous. The DMs, the Discord messages, the tweets, everything. Thank you. It was awesome. I really appreciate each and every one of you guys for doing that and writing your notes and writing your anecdotes and everything else that went into, hey, Matt, I listened to the podcast, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. Yesterday was really special. I am taping this at 8 o'clock on a Thursday Pacific time. So it's coming out a little bit earlier than normal, but I'm getting on a plane here in 6 hours and flying to Chicago. More on Chicago here in just one second. You guys really liked the parlay yesterday, so I have another one that we'll get into here in just one second. You guys were one bucket short of hitting a plus 965 parlay. Knicks, the Bruins, plus 130. Win. We needed one stinking more. Indiana State loses to Seton Hall. I knew they were live. I told you that was the bet that I was nervous about. I was nervous about Seton Hall. That was the play I was concerned about. Cardinals came back. They were down. They came back and they won for us. 3 out of 4. It's always 3 out of 4, but we get the over in the Philly game correct. We get the Royals game easy. They win 10-1. So up 1.5 units and puts it up for the week too. Actually, we're a little over a unit for the week too here on a Friday. So I've got a parlay for you guys. I've got two other plays for us, and I might be adding, it really depends upon what's going to happen. Okay. I will be betting a ton on the Dodgers and the Cub game. I'm going to be there. I'm going to Wrigley. Okay. So the weather could be just atrocious. It's absolutely a Nerfy day, but there's nothing up. There's no numbers, zero zip, nothing up for Nerfy. So first, no run in the first inning. No, under in the first three innings. I have no idea how many innings I'm going to make. It's supposed to be 45 degrees at Wrigley. The wind's blowing in. Huh? Cold in the wind blowing in. 100%. Nerfy. We'll bet it. Okay. But that'll be in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. No guarantee coming up on that. But I got a parlay for us, two other plays. But before I do anything else, let me tell you about our Masters contest. All right. How it works. $10 entry. You're going to pick six golfers. Lowest score wins. Top 25 finishers get paid out. To enter and to find out more information, go to bettingpros.com/masters. That's bettingpros.com/masters to join the Masters contest. bettingpros.com/masters. $10 entry. You pick six golfers. Lowest score wins. The top 25 finishers will get paid out. This is a limited entry. A limited number of entries are available for this. So if you want to participate in our Masters contest, for full details and whether it is legal in your state to participate in this, go to bettingpros.com/masters. Okay, let me tell you about our friends at Omaha Steaks. You guys may already know about Omaha Steaks. We talk about them all the time, right? They're fork tender steaks. But did you know they have delicious, done in a flash appetizers for your tournament game day parties, just like the big games coming up this weekend? Go to OmahaSteaks.com and score big with 50% off site wide. That's half off all your favorites like their juicy steaks, beefy burgers, appetizers, and more. Plus, you'll get $30 off your order when you use the promo code JUICE at checkout. Omaha Steaks make it simple to set up your appetizers and your appetizer game this coming weekend, from chicken wings to flatbread pizzas and Franks and a blanket and more. You'll be the MVP, and so will they, of any party you're going to get together and throw with here over the weekend. Head over to OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code JUICE at checkout. That's 50% off site-wide, plus an extra $30 off. Minimum purchase may be required. OmahaSteaks.com. JUICE at the checkout to take advantage of this offer. All right. Going to Chicago. Let's fade Chicago. Let's fade them all day. Let's fade everything about Chicago. Dodgers, money line. We're going up against and fading the Bulls today. Going against the Chicago Bulls today. We're going against the White Sox today. Dodgers, money line. You can do run line if you want to get a little bit crazy, but Royals, money line. And then we're for good measure coming in with the NBA and fading the Bulls, who are on at home against the Knicks, -104. Knicks money line, Dodgers money line, Royals money line is a +376 money line parlay. Half a unit. Did it yesterday. Let's try to hit this one. Instead of doing a four leg, let's do a three leg. All fade Chicago. The Chicago fade parlay. It's Friday. It's the don't bet a parlay parlays. Okay. I may be throwing away a unit here by doing this, but you guys liked it so much and we came a bucket shy of hitting it yesterday. Let's see if the three legger can get there for us. Chicago fade parlay. Dodgers, Royals, and the Knicks. It's a +376 money line parlay for a half a unit here today. NBA we go. Kings at the Celtics. We literally just saw this game. Okay. That was Oklahoma City. No, we didn't see the game. We saw the game a while ago. Sorry. That was the Kings. That was the Knicks game I was thinking about. Last game on the road for the Kings against the Knicks went over by 17 points. Celtics have gone on an over run here. It's 9 of the last 11 games for Boston have gone over. 223.5 for the Celtics. Look, 8-2 over the last 10, 4-1 over the last 5. They're 20 at home. They're 18-18, but they've been an over team because they're scoring so many points. Sacramento is leaking oil in a big way. They're an under team on the road, but I think Boston scores a ton here. They're big favorites. They're laying 8.5 points on this. Boston doesn't play a lot of defense in the second half because they have such a big lead. They destroyed in the last game Oklahoma City. Now they were without SGA, so a little bit unfair, but you know, you want to lay the points with Boston, you can. Boston is 21-15 at home ATS, but Sacramento this year is 22-15-1 ATS, although they're just 5-5 over their last 10. I'm going to bet the over. Over 223.5, the Boston Celtics for 1.1 units. And just like yesterday, I'm going to go to a baseball play with the Mariners and the Brewers. It's Logan Gilbert up against Freddie Peralta. Awesome pitching matchup. Under is very much live here in Wisconsin for this game. It's 7.5, but I'm not really set to bet unders. We bet unders on opening day. We missed on both. Not in love with it. Instead, I don't like the Mariners offense. The Mariners aren't scoring many runs. They're batting 196 as a team right now. They've only scored 17 runs so far in 7 games. Their on-base percentage is .261. Their slugging is .289. Their ERA is 4.22, which is not good. Team whip is 1.17, which is not good. And the Brewers are 4-1 on the year. Now they're 1-1 at home. They lost yesterday in their last game on 2 days ago. They lost to the Twins 7-3. They opened up 4-0 though. I like the Brewers at home. Yeah, I know they beat the Twins and they beat the Mets, big deal, but losing 2 of 3 to the Cleveland Guardians, losing to the Red Sox, the Mariners, they lost 2 of 3 to Boston, right? Or they split 2 games apiece against Boston. I like the Brewers here. It's a short price, -125. It's going to be a tight one-run game type of thing, but give me Milwaukee. Brewers on the money line, -125 for 1.25 units. Okay, 3 bets for us. The Chicago fade parlay is +376 with going with the Royals, Dodgers, and the Knicks. Over 223.5 for the Celtics and the Kings. Brewers money line at -125. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. You'll get a lot of Chicago-esque pictures. Cubs game today. Blackhawks game Saturday. Should be a lot of fun, a lot of sports, a lot of cool stuff happening, a lot of bets to be happening from Illinois in Chicago. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.